Daf, Mem Amud Beis. We heard in the Mishnah, Mutter Adam, Bekreuvas, Zoras Chalutzosoi. A person is Mutter in the Kreuvas of the Zora of the Chalutze. There's only an Issa Kreuvas on the Chalutze, not on the Zora of the Chalutze. But also, the Zoras Kreuvas Chalutzosoi. But he's also in the Zora of the Kreuvas Chalutzosoi. Let us see the Gemara. Mutar Adam, Omar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisne Omar Shmuel, Habo Al Tzoras Chalutze, Havlad Mamzel. That even though when one gives Chalitze to a Chalutze, so there's no Eishes Och on the Chalutze. There's a Loyivne. But Habo Al Tzoras Chalutze, but the Tzor of the Chalutze, Havlad Mamzel. So there the blood is a mamza, my time, be'isura kaime. That means the Eishes Och remains by the Torah. Omar Rav Yosef, afana nami tanine. Eishes the Chalitza does not work by the Torah. You don't say, shlichusa de Torah ka'ovdi. Why are you saying like Resh Lakish, what we had in the first Perek? That the chalitza only works on the chalutza, there's a layivna only on the chalutza, and the tzoras is a shesa bi isura kaim. Let us see Rashi. Bi isura kaim, chalutza hi de kaim be layivna, bisulai. Aval tzorosa kaim le bi isura shesach be koris, bablad mamza. Omar Rav Yosef Afanan Namitanine. She says, I have a raya from the Mishnah that there's Eishes Och by the Tzora. You don't say that the Chalutze Shlichusa de Tzora Ka'ovde. Because it says in the Mishnah, Mutter Odom Bekroivas Tzoras Chalutzos. That a person is allowed to marry the Kroivas of the Tzora of the Chalutze. If you'll say that the tzora remains on the outside, that means the chalitza is only in the chalitza. The chalitza does not function on the tzora, and the tzora is eishes och. Is mishamachi mutar b'chayso. So then it's very good why the kreives of the tzora are mutar, because she is not a chalitza. Chazal asked kreivas chalutzosoi, but the tzore is not a chalutza, there's eishes och. Elei amrit tzore kachalutza. But if you'll say there's aloi yidne and the tzore also, there's no eishes och. So al kochoch we say that the chalutza is lichusa de tzore ka'ovdom. So the tzore is also a chalutza. The chalutza works, the chalitza works in her also. So why is he mutan the kreibes? It's a raya that is eishes och. So the Gemara asks, leime tevet yufte the Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan said in the first perik, bein hu, bein achim, ein chayovim, loyal achalutza kores, voloyal tzorosa kores. Rabbi Yochanan says that chalutze shlichusa de tzoris ka'ovdo. Omo lecho Rabbi Yochanan v'tizbar al eshiu akashe. Achais chalutze di araise. This whole elve, the kreivis of a chalutze, is this ad araise. V'omar Resh Lakish kan shona Rabbi. We have Resh Lakish on the next omid. Achais gerusha midivrei teire. Achois chalutza midivrei seifrim. So the whole thing is at the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon only answered the woman that chalitza was done in Bepoil. Her, they gave her a din of a grusha, mid the Rabbonon, and her kreivis are also. But the tzore, that nothing was done in her, even though in Lomdis, we say chalutza, is shlichus de tzarikov, but since nothing but poil was done, so they didn't ask the hakrivus. Let us see Rashi. She remains with this righteous och. The loyam rein in chalutzish lichus adida of the mishamachi shari ba'achaisa. The lav achais chalutzi. Her sister is not an achais chalutzi. Olegabi dido nami. Given the chalutzi lav shlichus dido of the, since the chalutzi is lav shlichus dido of the, loy mashve lebe loy yivne. So there's no loy yivne. And the tzore, elabi suri kame kame, she remains with the previous issa. Ela yamrit tzore kachalutze domye, but if you'll say that the tzore is like the chalutze shlichus adida ovdo, umash velo belo yivne. So we consider ki'ile chalitze was done in the tzore also, and there's a lo yivne, kibin shleibonu shub lo yivne, in kein avalot tzorik a chalutze. So the tzoro is like a chalutze. Ba mai shori ba choyso, so ba yemute ba choyso. So the gemore es, it's a kashe, the Rabbi Yochanan perikame, the lo yal tzoro so kores, Rabbi Yochanan says that there's no kores on the tzoro, a choylitz li yevim toy, the chosor ubo hu, oy echad min haachim al tzoro so, he says he's not chayiv koritz. Betisbere, so the Gemara says, the Rai Rabbi Yosef, the Aisi Mimasnis and Raihi, Bechi Chalutze Gufe de Eraisa, is a Chalutze de Eraisa, the Chiemrinin Tzoro Ke Chalutze, that therefore if we say that the Tzoro is also Adin Ke Chalutze, is therefore it has to be Yei Osar Ba'achois HaTzoro, it has to become also automatically in Ba'achois HaTzoro. Ba'omar Reish Lokish Lekam Namas Nisim De Lekamon, Kan Shona Rebbe, B'mishne Zu Lomadno Rebbe, Ba'achois Gerushim Medivrei Teure, Umlekamon Meforish Lo. The kibin the achois chalutze gufe de rabbonim, since the woman he made chalitze, so her kreivis is only also mid the rabbonim, ba chalutze gozer ba achoisa. So then we can say the whole thing is at the rabbonim. So the woman he made chalitze in, they were also the kreivis. The tzore like gozer, and the tzore they weren't gozer. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Meish no hai, u meish no hai. Vor der Sirashi. Meish no reisha, kreuvas zoras chalutze de shorje. The kreuvas of the zor de chalutze is mutter. U meish no seifem, zoras kreuvas chalutze, so i de zore of the kreuvas chalutze, Sheshteyem nachiyos. Even though both of them are nachiyos. What does that mean? He vitzoroso. Nisuois lenochri, that they're married to not a brother of the choylitz. They're married to a strange person. Afal pikein, the kroivas chalutzosoi, and the tzor of the kreiv is called tosi also. Even tzoros nesuish l'nochi, a ktoni also. So a tzor of a kreiv is, a tzor of a kreiv, as kreiv is called tosi, is also. And a kreiv of a tzor is mutter. So the Gemara is, maishnai and maishnai. So the Gemara answers as follows. Hach da ozlo ba'ado lebeidine, gozru bohu rabono, haid loy ozli ba'ado lebeidine, le gozru bohu rabono. Let us see Rashi. Hach da ozlo ba'ado lebeidine. So Rashi says, kshelaya cheletzes, Melicha achaisa ima lebest. So she brings her sister along. It's something to see. Achalitza. So she brings her sister along. Vikula alme lo yodi. Not everyone will know. Hai minayu yevintoi. Now they see a few ladies there, and so people don't know exactly which one is the yevamit. The ikid disavo de la rochel chola. Some people will be under the impression that rochel de la rochel chola, that he gave chalitza go to the sister. We're speaking about bisman chazal, which the deir was a deir of kedoshim. So a melee, they weren't mistakel beishe. So al kaponim, they got a glimpse. Exactly, they weren't looking who was the isha. They saw in bezin. They saw this lady, and so one could be under the impression that her sister was the one that made the chalitza. Bechinosiv. So now, when the Cholet will marry Tzoras Rochu, Dahainu Tzoras Krovas Chalutzosei, the Tzora of Krovas Chalutzosei, Omri, now Rochu, the eyes of many people, is the Chalutze. She's really the Krova of the Chalutze. That's what she came to Bezin. But since she comes to Bezin, so people can be under the impression that this kroiva is really the chalutza. So memele, fine. So this kroiva is the chalutza. So now he's going to marry the tzore of this kroiva. Omri, so people will say, tzoras chalutzose nosev. They're under the impression that Rochel is the chalutza, and this woman is the tzore of the chalutza. So Memela, so he married a tzara of a chalutze. So in other words, he was over on Layivne. The Inu Savri, Sharachel v'tzarosa n'shei ochiv habu. Now that means they're not too bakant in the whole Indian, but this they'll put together. That means if tzara, they were there, and they're under the impression that Rochel was the chalutza. Some astama Rochel was married to the maid. I mean, if she made chalitza, Rochel, she was married to the maid. And this we know, this is the tzora of Rochel, so this is the tzora of the chalutza. And now the chalut is marrying the tzora of the chalutza, so in other words, he's been able to give them. Shrei cholat l'Rochel, because they know he was cholat l'Rochel. So people, either Samara signed the kiddin, people will say Zoivan Layivne. So therefore they answered the tzore of the Krovas Chalutzos. But Krovas Tzoras Chalutzosoi, they didn't answer. Hai deloy ozli bada lebeidine. So now we can appreciate the Gemara's Kasha Maishna. That means if we say that the other women that come to Bezin can be mistaken as the Chalutze, so Memela, now we really have a Merdike Kasha, so the Krova of the Tzora should also be also, because people will think that the Tzora was the Chalutze, so this is some Memela, so they'll be choshed him that he's marrying Krovas Chalutzosai, which is also not such lechera gefer lechikashe. The Krovas Chalutzosai is a darabonon. Tzoras Krovas Chalutzosai, according to their toys, it's a darais of leivne. But al kaponim, the Gemara wants to say there's no problem over there. Not that this is a darabonon, it's exactly the same. Says there's no problem. They had enough tzaras when they were married. Now that the husband died already, so she has to schlep along the tzara to Bezin. Hilkach, ki nosiv achois tzara. So no one will ever mistake the tzara for the chalutza, because she doesn't come to Bezin. Yilkach ki nosiv achois tzore loyem rinin achois chalutzosi nosiv. No one will ever say that he's marrying achois chalutzosa. Let us see Taisus. Hach da ozlo bado lebeidina. Perish bekuntres, kshaleya cheletzes, meilicha rochel achoisa ima lebezin, veike de sovri, sharochel cholza. So under, others are under the impression that Rochel was the one that made the chalitza. Olohochi asura gam tzorosa. So if Rochel is the chalutza, so therefore tzor is also osa. Afilu shtayim nesuris lenochi. Even though both of them are nosi lenochi, the inu sabri sharochu v'tzorosa nishay ochi v'ayu. They'll be under the impression if Rochel made the chalitzas al kochach, these two were the wives of the maids. Sheichorat l'rochel, because Rochel made chalitzas. V'teima gdoila pirish. So Tosfos says, Rashi is a pella. Tosnan b'masnisa, it says in the Mishnah we learned on Daf Mem Amud Beis, u'ba'achoiso bizman shehi kayemes. That means that the Mishnah had said that one is also in the kreivais of the chalutzah. So it's also no the kreivais be'imo be'emimo, and then it says he's also ba'achoiso. But the Issa Achoiso is Bizman Shei Kayemes. That means Kozman V'Chalutza is alive, so he's also Ba'achoiso. Hameiso, but it seems from the Mishnah, what happens when the Chalutza dies? Shari, so then he's Mutter and her sister, and the reason he's Mutter and her sister is because, I mean, Afilo will say that there's Midrabonon and Erva of Achois Chalutza, but Achais Chalutz isn't worse than Achais Grusha. Just like Achais Grusha becomes Mutter when the Grusha dies, so Achais Chalutz becomes Mutter when the Chalutz dies. So that's very good if the only Issa Achais is because the Chalutz has a din Grusha midarabono. So Mamela, the Achais is also Achais Grusha, so she can't be. So the Achais can't be more also than an Achais Grusha. But Rashi just brought in another factor. That the sister of the Chalutza, people mistake that she's the Chalutza. So Memele, so how will the situation be rectified that the true Chalutza died, but people will see him marrying her sister, so people will say he's marrying the Chalutza. So Memele, the Taimagdela Pirish. It's a pella. Snan nami lekamot. Cholat lo umeiso. Here, the Nafna Mishnah says later, it's a diak from the Mishnah. Cholat lo umeiso, mutter ba'achoiso. So why is he mutter ba'mai ba'hosovri shalachoiso cholat? Ba'oi, kasha number two. Nisnan ha'achim mutorim. We heard in the Mishnah that the achim of the chaylitz are mutter to, the achim of the chaylitz are mutter in the chayvitz. Why this nan ha'achim mutorim? Afar gav da ozli badei lebeidine. So Tosfos asks, that means, when the chalutza comes to Bezin, so she brings her sisters along. Which really have no shaykhis at all with the mitzvah, but come on, they're making a chalitza, she brings her sisters along. So l'chayre, when the chaylit is making chalitza, the brother zikha, I mean, that's, the zikha involved in the union, the mitzvah's mutl, and all of that. So zikha brings the brothers along. So now, the brothers are in Bezdin. So, just like Rashi said, that people might make a mistake and think that the sister was the Chalutza, so they'll make the same mistake by thinking that the brothers were the chaylim. So if the brother is not, so now, so why is the brother permitted to marry the chayvus chalutza? People will think that he was the chaylim, so he should be yosa. He should be yosa. So I thought we had mentioned before that, according to, we wanted to say that could be the mistake comes about because people don't look too well at by the Noshim. So the Mele, they just have a glimpse of, and the Gemara says in Baba Basra that the Talmud Chochem wants to become a Chosin, he should take an Amoret Spade to look at the color. So, I mean, so could be by the Noshim, the people only had glimpses, so then they couldn't know clearly who the Chaylet is and thus. So, Mamela, they're the Olu to make a mistake. But by the brothers, they'll know who the Chaylet, I mean, on the Schorim, people look, so they'll know who the Chaylet was. So, could be this is not so Olu to occur. God, I found, The Marshal in Yam Shel Shloimeh says a similar teret. The Marshal says, he says, the Noshim, when they got dressed, they were very tznuis. So you couldn't see too much of them side by side. They were mechusa bebegodim. So Mamele, so it was very difficult to differentiate between the chalutze and the kreivis, because they were very tznuis. Masha'in kain, the anoshim, you can tell who the chaylitz is, who's not the chaylitz. But oi, the loimitza tzora elo datke, be mitzvah, be mokim mitzvah, ke demrina be perikamp. Now this kasha is that Taisus is asking that, that Rashi says that he's also betzoras krivas chalutzos. He's also betzoras krivas chalutzos. Even though they're married to Anochi, so Taisvis asks the whole iser of a tzoras erve is only b'moki mitzvah. That means if she's married to a brother, so. The Tzoras Erva is also like the Erva, but here we're speaking about that they're married to a strange person, so how could the Tzora be also? I mean, L'chayre, what is Pshat and Taisvus Kash? I mean, Rashi said a beautiful explanation. Rashi is not saying that, I mean, Rashi is saying people will be under the opinion that Rachel was married to the brother. I mean, Rashi isn't, I mean, sure, this is Anochi, and I mean, if you're looking at it, what it really is, the Srochel is not a chalutz, and the Tzor is not a Tzor, is not a Tzor serve, that's for sure, it's not a Tzor of a chalutz, it's nothing. But we are just afraid, but maybe to people will think that she was the chalutz, people will think that she was married to the mace, and therefore people will think that the tzorah is a layivne. I mean, that's the whole thing. So Taisus is asking, lahaloche, there's no issa, shalai b'moki mitzvah. I mean, Rashi is going with a assumption that we're afraid that people will make. It seems Taisus means this, but Chazal can't make isurim which are not oiskahotin. I mean, if there's a gedder in the Surah Chazal, that means, I mean, the Rabbonon will say she's a Tzorah, or whatever it is. But to Aser, a Tzorah's Kroivas Chalutze, there is, I mean, a Torah, there's no such Sug Iser at all, Chazal should put an Iser on that Chazal would never do. Chazal would never create new Isurim. This is like a Psadu Iser. That a Tzorah's Isher Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah Zosa. We don't have such a thing. And Chazal would not make such Yisurim if there's no such Sug Yisurim in our Torah. Ola'el b'reisha bo'achim. Then Taisvus asks another question. The Gemara reisha bo'achim gabi Yisrael ba'achoyes maisi lo masnisen do'ochet. There the Gemara, there it's speaking about that Hifchel Ba'achoyes, that they were, there it's speaking about that two sisters were married to two brothers, we're speaking about if he gave Chalitza to one, so the other sisters are Nachayis Chalutza, so it's Chalitza Psula. His Maisil Olamas Nisan Da'oche, the Hainu, and there the Sugi is speaking about Sheshneim Nisuyis La'oche, there it's speaking about Klo, that the Kroivis Chalutza is also married to a brother. Not the way Rashi says. That means we could say the whole Mahalach of Rashi, that we're afraid that people make a mistake. But if you'll only say that they only made this Issa only if the Kroiv is married to a brother also, so I'll call upon him, so then we could understand better the Chash. She's also married to a brother. The Kroiv is married to a brother, so people might make a mistake if the brother is was the mace or a different brother. So there we could understand it. And if we would say this, so the Kasha, Taisus asked the Kasha, Taisus asked the Moyodike Kasha, Taisus asked, the Mishnah says, if the Chalutza died, is Mutta Nachoisa. So Taisus asked, but there's another problem. People think Achoisa is the Chalutza. Now, if Rashi would have said that the whole Issa of the Achois is only when she's married to a brother, if we would say this, so then the Mishnah is very good. So the Mishnah is speaking about of an Achois that's not married to a brother. So the Mishnah is very good. If he's Osir in the Achois, because man, the Chalutz is alive, the Chalutz is dead. So Mamele is mutin b'achoyse, because no Isra b'achoyse chalutz osoy. People will think that she's the chalutz. No, that's only in a certain case. If she's married to a brother, then people will think such a thing. But Stamazei Chazal never made a gzeire. So that's what they mean to say. If Rashi, that means we could accept Rashi's pshat, if Rashi would not be machmer so much and say that the Isra applies also to the married to Anochi. The Nirelari, so the Ri has a whole different pshat, but he has to make a girse. By us it says, Hach da Ozlo Bahado lebeidina. And the Ri is Geiris Kasinen, Ho da Ozlo Bahadei lebeidina. We are not speaking about the Kroivis of the Chalutze. We are speaking about the Chalutza alone. Perish. Shahileches lachleitz. The Chalutza is going with the Chalutz to Besn. And you can do a Maisa now. V'kiven de Chalutza. So since you made a Maisa Chalutza now, domye likrushe tvei. So that means Betzim Toitzvis is explaining, according to other Rishonim, the Maishna is a Hemshech of the previous Gemara. We had a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that you say Chalutza Shlichusa de Tzorikovdo. So why aren't you also in the Kroivais of the Tzorik? That was the Gemara's Kasha before. So Rabbi Yochanan said, because the whole thing is at the Rabbonim. But he didn't fear dice. According to other Rishonim, Tosfos Pshat is a Hemshech Umaishno. What is the difference if there's a Din Shlichusa, the Tzore, so she's a Chalutza, and she's a Chalutza. She's a Chalutza, B'mitziyah, she made a Maisa Chalitza in her, and in London, the Tzore is also a Chalutza. So why, by the Kroiva of the Mitziyahistika Chalutza, she's also, and why the Kroiva of the Londonish Chalutza is Mutter? So the Gemara is saying there's a Chilik. Since she went with her to she went with him to Bezn, the Chalutza went with the Chalutza to Bezn, the Kivin, the Chalutza, there was a Maisa Chalitza was done with her, Dom Yeli Grusha Tvei, so she is similar to a Grusha. That means a Pu'ule was done with her to be Menatik, the issues. The Osru, Gam tzoras kroivoso kinesu alachim. The domi litzoras elve. So therefore, if she has a din of a grusha, so the chalutze is like ishtoi, gave a din ishtoi, so memele hakroive is a din of an elve, so they answered the tzor of the kroive, but also gam tzores kroivoso, kishen nesua, this is the grace, kishen nesua laachim. When her kreiv is married to another brother, so they answered her kreiv like she's an elva midarabonon, and they answered the tzor of the kreiv, so the tzor is a tzor's elva. Ah, vol shechelatzes tzor's leye v'loy leye. But when you give chalitza to tzor's leye, v'loy leye. He didn't give chalitza to Leia. Leidomi Leia legrusha. So Leia isn't daima legrusha. Nothing was done with her. Vafilu rochul shikroi vas tzoras chalutza shori. That means that the one you give chalitza in, safilu the tzor of the kroiv is also. But the tzor of the chalutza, safilu ha kroiv is mutter. V'yesh svorm de loy garsi, loy ba'adei, v'loy ba'adoh, the whole ba'adei is also a pisnat so gishmak, since she goes with him. Elohada also a beidin, if she goes to Bezdin to make a ma'isa chalitza, so that is similar to a grusha. V'hoda loy ozlo, and the other one doesn't go. Zat the Mishnah weiter. Acholitz liyevimtoi. A person gave chalitza to the his yevome. Venosa ochi besachoiso. And now his brother married her sister, which is no problem. We hear in the previous Mishnah that the achim amutar in the kroyves of the chalitza. Umeis. And now the brother died. So now the sister of the chalutza is fallingly yibum to the chalitz. His chalitz says, v'loi misya bemes. No, so she's a chayis chalutza, which is only an erbe de rabbonah. So memele yibum mitzasa, but chalitza you need. V'chein, the Gemara will say v'chein is like it's an avol. A megarish es ishtoi, what is the halacha? If a person is megarish es ishtoi, v'nosa ochi v'sachoiso, and then the brother married her sister, umeis, then hareisu p'ture. Now here, there's no din yibum or chalitza, because she's an achis isho. Achis grusha is also min ha-teira, achis chalutza is also min ha-rabon. Shemeres Yovo, we have a Yevoma that expects to become Nisyabim to one of the Achim. Shekidesh Ochiv Esachoiso. And another brother went, and he was Mekadesh, her sister. Mishum Rab Yehuda, so now what happened? So now, Bogabi, this brother, he can't be, there's two problems. There's one problem now, he can't be a Miyabim, the Yevome, now she's an Achayis Isha min HaTorah. Le'idoch Gise, there's an Issa, and the wife, he was Mekadish, else she's an Achayis Zekuke. The kedushin that he made midarabonon is not mafkiya the zike of the yevomit. So his wife is also to him altachayis zekuke. Is mishum Rav Yehuda ben Seira amru oimrim loy hamtein ad sheyaso achicha maisa. So we tell him you can't make nesuin. Nesuin is pshat as you'll be boil achayis zekukasa. But when your brother will make you the chalitza or yibum, so then you'll be able to make nisuin. Cholatz la'achi, the brother made chalitza oikon, so as yichneses ishta. Meisa ha'yivome, what is if the yivome died? It's also yichneses ishta. Well, this is gal poshet. Meisa ha'yivome, and this is a filo, the Yavama would have become his wife, and also be Yichnes Ishtai, because there's no Isa Achais Isha after, Mises Ishtai. Here she was on Yazakuke. It's Mesa Yavam Yichnes Ishtai. Mes Yavam. What happened if the Yavam died? So his only hope to be able to make the Nisuin Im Achaisa was that, Achiasa Achicha Maisa. Now there's no Ochiv around that can do a Maisa. Is then, he's Avkahak the Tzoris. Is Yoitzi, is Ishtoi beget. He has to give his wife a get. She's an Achaisa Kuke. Veishis Ochiv Bachalitze. He has to give her a Chalitze. Midarabonon, the Kedushi Achaisa was not Mavkiya the Zike, so Mameli has to give her a Chalitze. Let us see Rashi, V'loi misyabemis, tahav yelo achois chalutzosai. Because she's achois chalutzosai. Miu mechalitza loi miftere. But the sister needs chalitza, demide reise ram yekamei. V'av al gav da achois akayemis, even though the chalutza is still alive, da achois chalutza ain al midivrei seifrem. They're not the same. Here it's she needs chalitza, and here it's ptura. Ptura af min chalitza. The yoytze mishemachis isha oil the ishtay kayemis. V'achois gerusha midivrei toir. Even though she's not, that's not an achois isha. It's an achois gerusha. Tchsiv oleho bechayeho kol shebechayeho. The wife kozman she's alive, even though she's not a wife anymore. She's still awesome in her Torah. Shemeres Yavam Shekidish Echad Min Ha'achin Es Achoy. So La'acha Shenofla Zu Lifnei Vohuski Kolekulam. After the Nefila, he was Mekadish Achoy. So, Amr Mishum Rabbi Yudah Ben Seire, Hamtei Milichnois, you shouldn't make Nisun, the Kapoga Bachoy Zekuke. And then there won't be any zika on you, then you'll be able to make nisui. What happens if the Yevoma died? Because now she died. So Mamela is best, so then he has to give a Seishasachu Bachalitze, Avu Yevumi Loi, Dachois Grusha Sahi. She's Achois Grusha. She's not allowed to be Miyam. Mai Vechain, Bats Vechain, Eima Avala Megarish. The Avala Megarish, the Megarish is different. Amarish Lokish, Kan Shon Rebbe, Achois Grusha, Midivrei Teure. Here it says Achois Grusha, Midivrei Teure, Achois Chalutze, Midivrei Seifre. Shemeres Yovam Shekidesh, Amar Shmuel, Aloche, Kedivrei Behuda Bem Seire. That means we hold Yesh Zike. And so therefore we tell the Och, Hamtaim, Achiya, Sachicha, Maisa, but wow, she's also Atzachai Zekuk. Iboyi lohu, Maisa Ishtoi, Mahu, Biyevimtoi. What will the halacha be if he was Kiddush as Ishtoi, and really the Yevama became an Elder Minatoyre? And now, Mesa Ishtai, now she became Ois Elve, his wife died. Mao bi Yevimtoi, his Rav, Rabbi Chanine, the Omri Tavayu, Mesa Ishtai, Mutter bi Yevimtoi. Now he's allowed to be Miyabma. Before he wasn't allowed to be Miyabma, she was Achois Ishtai. Now she's Ois Achois Ishtai. Shmuel v'Rav Asi, Domri Tavayu, Mesa Ishtai, also bi Yevimtoi. He's still not allowed to be Miyabma. Omarove my time at the Rav. What is the time of Rav? Mishum Davoy Yevome Shautro Vinesro. Because the Yevome before he married a sister that was an Afila. So it's Hutro. Then it was Nesro when he married the sister. Now the sister died because of a Hutro. Is Tarzer le Teira Rish. So she goes back to the previous heter. Let us see Rashi. Mar b'yevimtoi. Mi omrinen kiven de meisa. Since she died, poka iser achis ishe v'sharye. So the iser achis ishe became nifka. So now she's mutter, she's not an achis ishe anymore. Oy dume, af agav de poka iser achis ishe. Komalei b'iser eishes och. But she remains also at eishes och. Hoyu v'nesra olav sho'achas. B'sho sho'hoise zukuke liyovom. Since it was Nesra. Beine nikoyri bo yevom yovi oleho. Arei keishes ach sheyesh labon. Since there was no mitzvah yibum. Arei keishes ach sheyesh labonim basura ilomis olav. A minute.
Became Nifka. So now she's mutter, she's not an achaisisha anymore. I do me. Afa gav de poka isa achaisisha. Come alay bisa reishasach. But now she remains also a reishasach. Hoyil v'nesra olav sho achas. Bisho sho hoise zakuka liyovam. Since it was Nesra. Then in the kairi bo yevom yovioleho, arei keishes ach sheyesh labon. Since there was no mitzvah yibum, arei keishes ach sheyesh labonim basura ilomis olo.
There is a meirudike machloikes in a sugye between the Ritve and the Rajbe. The Ritve has a problem. How can the Yevome become a zakuke to the Ach after his wife dies? When she was an Achais Isha, so it was Nifka the Zika already. And since it was Nifka the Zika, bin Atayra, she was allowed to get married. So how can it be Chayza v'niyer the Zika? The Gemara says as far in the sugi of Mesem Kechayim that Rochel Dalchi Noyim V'chol Nesiviseo Sholoim, that if a Yevome became Mutter Leshuk, so it can't be Chayze V'nir Azike anymore. She once became Mutter Leshuk, there won't be Chal Azike and she won't become back a Yevome Leshuk. So therefore the Ritva says, to solve this problem, the Ritva says that the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is speaking about that there was, the Yavam was still alive. So since the Yavam was still alive, so the Yavame never became Mutter Leshuk. She was also Leshuk because of the Yavam, even though she's an Elva to the Ach, but she's also Leshuk Mishum the Yavam. So there was a Zikas Yibum all along. So therefore, when the Mesa Ishtoi Shel Ha'ach, so now there could be Chayza V'nir a Zikah to this Ach also. That is how the Ritva learns Pshatan Agamara. The Rajba holds that the Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is speaking about Afilu, the Yovam had died already. And therefore, Minatayre, she was Mutter Leshuk. And therefore, there's a big problem. How could there be Chayze V'nir Azike, she became Mutter Leshuk already, Kozman, her sister, was alive. So how could there be Chayza V'nir Azike after her sister dies? So just like to read over the Loshon HaRashba, Mitoich Kach Yesh Li Loima, the Lav Lememre, That means that she's mutter bilvat. Klima. She'ilu lotza lisa oisa eina asur aloi. If he wants to marry her, she's not also. V'taima de milse, mishum de kivin de bishas nefila hutra loi, shuvi efsha li osa bo mishum eishes ach. So the Rashba says, amoyre de kezach, that since bishas nefila, since there was a nefila to him, so the eishes ach became mutter, so therefore, so the eishes ach is always mutter already. So mamela, now when she became osa, the Rashba says, lady, she's only osa al sachaisisha, not al sachaisisach. The Eishesach became mutter with the nefila. So Rav says that afterwards when his wife dies, so she's osa chaisisha, so she's osa chaisisha, so then he's permitted to marry her. So we have a Yesaidus de Kerashbe, that the Rashbe says that the Eishes Och becomes Mutter B'Shas Nefila, and it doesn't become Osa anymore, according to Rav. I'd just like to mention briefly the problems which the Gedolei Achronim ask on the Rashbe. One Shrekliche problem is, Al Kaponim, Rav is the one that said that the Eishes Och becomes Mutter. This is a member of Ra. Could be Shmuel doesn't hold like that. Shmuel holds that there is a Din Nesro, that the Eishes Och becomes, Al Kaponim, she becomes an elder, the Eishes Och comes back. But Rav holds that within the Fila, the Eishes Och was Nifkevari, and the Eishes Och will never come back. Now, how do you understand Abba Shol according to the Rashba? Abba Shol was the one that said that Abba Yilushem, No Yilushem, Ishus is like an Elve, it's a Vlad Mamza. And the biggest problem is that we heard before that Rav, we have the Gemara mitzvahs yibum kedemes la mitzvahs chalitza, rishoni shem yiskabnim l'shem mitzvah, achshav shem yiskabnim l'shem mitzvah, omu mitzvahs chalitza kedemes la mitzvahs yibum. So now we make chalitza before yibum. Omar Rav, ein koifin. So Rav says ein koifin. So Rashi said pshat in Rav, that even though, Rashi says, even though now we hold mitzvahs chalitza kedemes l'mitzvahs yibum, and kaifan oisei lachlit, the name alav l'mitzvah mechavni, upog abisar eishes och. If both of them say that you're mechavni l'shein mitzvah, we can't force them to make chalitza. Fine. Because of the mechavni l'shein mitzvah, so we don't have to be afraid that there'll be pegeh b'eishes och. Where is there an eishes och over here? Eishes och becomes mutter within the field of the Rashba says. Rav says this is the same Rav. There's another problem. We heard before the Gemara is a limud that megar shebeget to marzira, that he's allowed to remarry her. So the Gemara says, Pshitas, and Gemara says, no, I think he did the mitzvah ready, so now it should be also. So it's Kamash Malon, we have a posig. Asik ishte l'choldov, so you need a limud. I mean, according to the Rashba, we have an often a din over here, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. By hutcha v'nasra v'chazra v'hutcha, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. V'af al pikein, the eishes och becomes mutter. Others want to say that that's the makor of Rav. That means, after we have this posik, that marzira, that we see that he's permitted to remarry her, so then we see that the heter eishes och bechlal isn't dependent in the mitzvah. So it could be the whole Rav is after the posik. Rav and the Rashba is after the posik. But al kaponim, These are some of the ha'oris which are asked on the Rashba. Mosib Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asked Akasha Terav. Gimel Achim. Beis Nisuyim Beis Achyois Ve'echod Mufne. Meis Echod Mi Bali Achyois. One of the Bali Achyois died. The Osobo Mufne Maima. He made Maima according to Beis Hillel, which is only a Rabbona. And afterwards, the second brother died. So, the second brother died. So now the Balas Maima became also. She became an achis zekuke. Va'achar kach meisa ishtai. And then the isha of the second brother died. That means the yevome that was falling to him also died. Va'achar kach meisa ishtai achov. Is oisa yevome, the balas maima, was also a Yevome, I mean, she's a Yevome from the first husband. Cheletzes v'loy misyabemes. So now, he has to give the Balas Maima Chalitza, and he cannot be Miyabma. V'amai, so the Gemara is takashe, an Rav, tehevi ki Yevome shehutra v'nesra v'chosra v'hutra takso l'teira rishim. Why can't he be kindness the Balas Maima? When the first brother died, it was Hutra. Then later, when the second brother died, it became Nesra, Achai Zekuka. And now, when the Zekuka died, so it should be Chosra v'Hutra. It's Ishtik. So he didn't have one to answer. Laboso de Nofik, Omar, Amayla Amatrei, Rabbi Lezeri. Why didn't you say that mishnah is going according to Rabbi Loza? The Omar kivin sha'om the olav sha'achas be'isra nesra olav elomis. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, shehutra mishas nefiloso, nesra kshekide, this is on the Gemara before. V'achakach meisoche v'beis, v'noflo achoisei v'osroso l'rishoyna olav mishum achoi zekuke. Now, his wife became also, the Baal's Maima became also out of Chesukuka. V'af al-gav, the Ovid bo Maima, even though he had made Maima ready before the Nefila, k'disnam b'perik abo achim, b'esil lo imrim oy lo yal ishtoi, v'oy lo yal eish esachim. That means, according to Beis Shammai, the Maima is koini kinyin gomu, some emele sofakel, so the Maima makes that the second Yevome is not a Zekuke, she's an Elve. But according to Beis Hillel, she is a Zekuke mina Toire, and the Maima, so it's Oile Elishtoi, Oile Elishusoch. V'acher kach meisa ishtoi shol sheini acho, v'nisha ro balas Maima zu, and now the balas Maima is left over. So it says that he has to give a chalitza and he can't be miyabma. So the Gemara asked, according to Rav, it's hutra benesra b'chosra b'hutra. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Lozari, b'peirik Beis Shammai, amigares esha isha v'herzira. It says, Rabbi Lozari holds nesuim rishonim apilim. So it says as follows, amigares, a person married an isha. So there's a din nesuim rishonim apilim. Then he was Megarisha. So, when he was Megarisha, so even though Bishas, the Nesuim Rishonim, there was a Din Mapilim, Mapilim Liyibum, but as soon as he was Megarisha, so there's no Din Apol anymore Liyibum. Now she's also Liyibum, she's Grusha Sochit. And then he remarried her again. Verzira Muteres Liyavum. So, not according to Rabbi Loza, we don't hold Nesuim Rishonim Apilim, so there's no problem. The whole Nefila is Chal after the husband died by the second issues. So my mela, so she falls liyibum. There's no problem whatsoever. Rabbi Leza oisa, hoyu ba'om dolov sha'achas be'isa grushasach. That there's a din esra, that since when he gave her a get, she was osar olov, as her name was then grushas ochiv, so she's osar olomis. So my mela, but we see from Rabbi Leza, l'chayre there, we have hutra v'nesra, V'chazra v'hutra, and Rabbi Loza holds it's no good. So Memele, so why didn't Rav say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Loza? So yet Chavot Choshev said that. Hodar Omar, no, it's no Rai from Rabbi Loza. Eima da Omar Rabbi Loza. When did Rabbi Loza say that is a din nesro heiched leichazi b'shas nefila. She wasn't roi b'shas nefila. That means the b'shas misa she never was roi liyibum. The din nesuim rishonim apilim. Some of that din nesuim rishonim apilim is from according to the Rashba doesn't shafa nisar heteresh yisach in that nefila. So, Eim Adam Rabbi Loza Eichad Leichazi B'Shas Nefila. She wasn't Roy B'Shas Nefila Liyabe. Abol Eichad Dechazi B'Shas Nefila, but there was a true Nefila. Miyoma. What does Rashi say? The B'Shas Nefila Leis Chazoi. The Nefila after Misa. The Mikame Nefila Itzrele. She became already also before. But if she was Chazi B'Shas Nefila, we don't find that Rabbi Loza will hold that she's also. We find Rabbi Loza holds that even though it was Huta B'Shas Nefila, Afal Pikein, there's a din of Nesra.